WMFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
How experienced are you?
Not very.
Really?
A little bit.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
It's one of the strangest things that all of the great military geniuses of the world have talked about peace. The conquerors of old who came killing in pursuit of peace. Alexander, Julius Caesar, Charlemagne, and Napoleon were akin in seeking a peaceful world order. Do you know, if you will read Mein Kampf close enough, Hitler contended that everything that he did in Germany was for peace. And the leaders of the world today talk eloquently about peace. Every time we drop our bombs in North Vietnam, President Johnson is talking eloquently about peace.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. How would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
Yeah. I'm eager to learn.
Yeah. It is criminal to teach a man not to defend himself when he is the constant victim of brutal attack.
What is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
What do you guys think of plastic sushi?
I think you shouldn't eat it.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberry.
So calm down!
の死刑執行は一味違うぜ。
あいやいやごじ。
Good evening and welcome. Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. Yeah, that's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies and TV shows and documentaries, political speeches, Christmas sermons even by notable freedom fighters like Martin Luther King Jr., who you heard in my intro set there. And that was an excerpt from his 1967 Christmas sermon talking about killing for peace. And thanks to Chuck Yu for originally turning me on to that many years ago. So, yeah, this is a Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage, and this evening we are having a special training edition, and Sean Fitzmaurice is back here on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
I don't think I'm on.
I think you are.
Really?
Yes, I can hear you as you get closer. Maybe the
interesting.
Let's
I think I'm very, very low in the mix. But you know what I really love,
Okay.
Yeah, there I am. Ooh.
Yeah.
All right. You know what I really love is that you do it in this the tiki room here with all the birds around. It's kind of wild, man. It's like here we are.
Yes, we are at New Hope, Pennsylvania. Back
remote.
In
the, that's remote, man. I'm telling you.
The genius Irv Tybell, who started in 1969, he made these like half-hour-long nature recordings, and they're stupendous. Yes. Well, Sean, you mentioned last week you're interested in playing Irish music, Celtic music.
Not really, no. So I had a show at WMFO in 2006, and then at WQFS in Greensboro from 2007 to 2016 or something like that, called Paddy Whacked Radio, Irish independent music. So it's not like necessarily Celtic, although there is some Celtic, but more like rock from Ireland, independent music from Ireland. Like if you imagine U2 before they were big, you know, there's all kinds of, there's a broad spectrum of fantastic music. And I think it's a little bit, I mean, you're talking about a culture that kept alive during its cultural purge through art. And I think that really tints it adds a different level of reverence to the music, to the art being made, and it's something that I really, really love.
Yes, and that's like, you know, a fine thing to be exploring on a community college radio station, something really particular and somebody who really loves that. Meanwhile, Chloe, you're on mic 4, and perhaps you can tell us a little bit about what you're going to do.
So I'm here with my friend Sam as well, and we're going to have a show together and play music that we enjoy, probably a lot of Beatles and probably some new stuff, and just hang out and play music, so yeah.
Woohoo! Yeah! The Beatles, when WMFO went on the air, that was George Harrison, that was the first song we played. Sam, what about you?
Hi, really excited to be on your show tonight. So recently I've been looking into a lot of indie music. There's a new musician called Noah Kahn. I think his first single came out in 2017. I've been listening to a lot of his music as well as a band called Cam. So I'm really excited to kind of explore more of their music and try and show you guys some of what I've been listening to.
Excellent. Well, this is the place. Okay, so what our format for this evening is going to be is I'm going to play a 26-minute or so set, and what we're going to do in this set is, because this is a Plastic Sushi, we're going to start
off
with...
You could do that with one Grateful Dead song.
Oh, yeah, and some people have had just jam shows here. Yeah. Play one song an hour.
Go out to Starbucks like while they, you know, get a coffee, come on back. You get to still get 15 minutes left.
Well, if they're live DJs here, they should be in the studio to go and pick up the phone. And I'm just mentioning this is part of your training with all that. Yeah. But yeah, that completely works.
Speaking of phones.
I
never left the studio to go to Starbucks. Just saying, whoever's on the phone there.
Well, we're going to take this as a training opportunity. So this is the trickiest thing. And the first thing we're going to do is we're going to hold the set and the hold button. And we just disconnected them. Well, that took care of that problem now,
so let me
it?
Tell you, disconnect and just go on with the next thing.
Well, we'll see what happens. If they call back, we'll try it again.
All right.
I'm learning already.
Yeah. Caller, he did not do that on purpose. Really, wink, wink.
So we are, in this next set, we're going to have a celebration of Black History Month with a whole bunch of black artists. After our initial mandatory Japanese music there, we've got, okay, so let me say... I hold a set and this, and I cut them off again. Oh my goodness.
By accident.
Maybe it's, yeah. So we are going to have some Japanese Dragon Ash hip hop. And then we're going to go back to the early part of the 20th century and R.L. Burnside, a great black blues musician. He's going to be singing and playing his guitar about going down south. Then some pure disco from Chic, followed by Jimi Hendrix, the song Still Raining, Still Dreaming. And I'm going to mix a Martin Luther King 1967 speech about riots and what makes people do them a bit about that. on top. And then
when you hang up the phone on them, that'll start a riot.
Coco Taylor, what an incredible, distinctive, growling female singer. And she's going to be collaborating with Willie Dixon, who wrote so many songs, one of the greatest songwriters ever, on a song called Wang Dang Doodle. And then we're going to have my remix of Fatboy Slim's remix of the Nigerian drummer Babatunde Olatunji's 1959 masterpiece, Jingolo Ba, which I'm going to be mixing on top there. Some excerpts from a Malcolm X speech, as well as something from Roots, the TV drama, and other things.
Malcolm excerpts.
I never thought of that. Malcolm excerpts.
Malcolm excerpts.
So, strap on your sonic seatbelts and get ready for a high-energy celebration of some black history after this Japanese hip-hop from Dragon Ash here on WMFO in Medford.
What? 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 What?
once again.
Thank you.
Socially destructive and self-defeating. I'm still convinced that non-violence is the most potent weapon available to oppress people in their struggle for freedom and justice. I feel that violence will only create more social problems than they will solve. That in a real sense it is impractical for the Negro to even think of mounting a violent revolution in the United States. So I will continue to condemn riots and continue to say to my brothers and sisters that this is not the way. Continue to affirm that there is another way. But at the same time, it is as necessary for me to be as vigorous in condemning the conditions which cause persons to feel that they must engage in riotous activities as it is for me to condemn riots. I think America must see riots do not develop out of thin air. Certain conditions continue to exist in our society, which must be condemned as vigorously as we condemn riots. Then the final analysis, a riot is the language of the unheard. What is it that America has failed to hear? It has failed to hear that the plight of the Negro poor has worsened over the last few years. It has failed to hear that the promises of freedom and justice have not been met. It has failed to hear that large segments of white society are more concerned about tranquility and the status quo than about justice, equality, and humanity. And so in a real sense, our nation's summers of riots are caused by our nation's winters of delay. And as long as America postpones justice, we stand in the position of having these recurrences of violence and riots over and over again. Social justice and progress are the absolute guarantors of riot prevention.
Till I have meeting in Washington. So today our people are disillusioned. They've become disenchanted. They've become dissatisfied. And in their frustrations, they want action.
There's no question that a single instrument can sound beautiful, but place it next to a different yet equally beautiful one, and the result can be magical. It's like the harmonies created in a diverse neighborhood where folks from different religious, racial, and cultural backgrounds all lend their own unique tone to the community voice and community spirit. Diversity promotes a greater sense of engagement. It lessens racial stereotypes. it better prepares our children for the global community they will inhabit. In fact, neighborhood diversity doesn't just sound good. It sounds great. To better understand the benefits of diversity, log on to aricherlife.org. That's www.aricherlife.org. A message brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance in celebration of the 40th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act.
Thank you. Enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly. You'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
As they drag you
91.5 WMFO in Medford and worldwide online. So wherever you are, you can tune in and hear us banter and train and do all the kind of stuff we do. I want to thank Edward for his amazing training, and Chloe and Sam for their amazing learning and all this stuff. And you just heard Steely Dan with Do It Again. And before that, you heard the Cocteau Twins and with Essence and a whole bunch of other stuff. Let's see... a mix that Edward did with Fatboy Slim and Malcolm X and something I can't pronounce, and Kodo Taylor and Willie Dixon, Jimi Hendrix and Martin Luther King Jr. and the Ramones. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff happening here, and there's going to be a lot more stuff coming up. So, yeah, so I'm going to play you. I'm going to start off my little bit here before Sam and Chloe come on